A fiddle medley by the Fiddlin' Big Sioux Band, who are all here in the Saturday Cafe studio with me. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe, y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, hi, Frank.
How did we go so long without ever having you on my radio show? I've known you
we're
folks.
Shy.
Well, we're also Saturday market vendors, half of us. So.
Well, so's the host, I mean.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from that booth
sometimes.
They won't
miss us for an hour, so.
When I got to Oregon, when first I came to this country, you guys were already on your second band. You were the Fiddlin' Big Sioux Uncle T and Johnny Band, having been Whiskey River. And
Whiskey Creek.
Whiskey Creek. I'm sorry. I always confuse that with Wolf Creek, which is something else entirely. How many bands have you been in one way or another since then?
Boy, I don't think we can count. Well, Tom and I did a duet for a while. We were just Fiddlin' Sioux and Uncle T.
And then we played as sidemen with the Poodle Creek Pickers for a while. And so we were Whiskey Creek for 10 years, Fiddlin' Sioux, Uncle T and Johnny for about 20 years. And then from here on out, we're the Fiddlin' Big Sioux Band. You can call us whatever you like. Just
for a while, you were Fiddlin' Big Sioux, Uncle T and Roxy because you had your daughter with the punk haircut. And was it an electric bass or was it a stand?
That was an electric and she played both.
She plays both, Yeah,
she's down in Petaluma now. Hi, Roxy. Hope she's listening on the internet.
So now I should introduce the band, as they say. Fiddlin' Big Sioux Hunnell, Tom Hunnell, and Janet Nelson are the members of the... Janet, how did you get to join this group?
You know, Sue and I have a mutual friend. I met at a party, and she introduced us. And we got together and played, and our eyebrows went up and went, oh... Where have you been my whole life?
That works.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you guys had an all-girl band for before we stole you from them.
Yeah, we did.
Well, Tom and I were looking for another guitar player, you know, and we weren't looking real hard, but we thought if one came up, then Tom could play more mandolin and banjo.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it only took us 20 years to find you.
Yeah.
I'm awful glad you did.
Actually, that brings me to a question I've been wondering. I've known you as a couple and as musicians for as long as I've known you. Which came first, the music or the couple?
Both.
Both. I met Sue at a jam session down in Fresno, California. I took her home that night. I never let her go. And that's the truth.
Yep.
Being as how she's big enough to carry you off, I will take that with a large grain of salt. But
Kenny Hall's from that area, and Tom was in a rock and roll band for years, and he heard Kenny Hall and liked the old time stuff and traded,
I immediately got rid of all my electric stuff and got me an acoustic guitar. And
just in time for me.
It's a great way to pick up girls, I'm told. Well, I'm thinking that we should play a romantic song at this point in the break.
Yeah.
Hear some more from the CD. And you recommended this one. What's
Wagon Wheel.
No.
No?
I thought this was Comes Love.
Comes Love, okay.
Let's do that one.
Yeah,
let's
that's great.
That's more romantic than Wagon
Wheel. Now I'll have to play Wagon Wheel
I
later just to find out.
I haven't had all my coffee yet. The Fiddlin' Big Sioux Band on the Saturday Cafe. That's from their new CD, The Fiddlin' Big Sioux Band. It's just self-referential. And we also have Zane Hefner on bass and George Philgate percussion and Matt Ingram on harmonica throughout the CD.
Nice, nice. Who sang lead on this one? Was that you, Janet?
That was me.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
And Tom, you were saying something about harmonies during the break?
Oh, on Buffalo Gals, which...
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll save that story for Buffalo Gals.
Okay, I'll save that for Buffalo
Gals. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about what we were playing.
No, that's Comes Love.
I get so confused. One of the things that I've noted on your bio is how many big name acts you have opened for over the years. And I've always wondered about that. Do you actually get to meet, you know, did you get to talk with Doc Watson or Ricky Skaggs?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it sort of hustle Doc, them in, take them back out the back way?
Was great.
Doc was a hoot, and his son was still alive in those days. And they were just both wonderful people, just crazy as hoot owls, you know, real funny guys.
Ricky Skaggs would not. We had to close our dressing room door. We were not allowed to speak to him, look at him. When we had our dressing room door had to be shut, or we had to be out of the building.
Or any of his band members. So we were having a jam session in the back with his band, and somebody yells, "Ricky's coming," and everybody ran to their little dressing rooms and hid.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, we did that twice.
And Asleep at the Wheel, we did the worst set in our lives, opening for Asleep at the Wheel. And the big, tall singer, you know, comes at the end of the set and shakes our hand and goes, "That was a really good set, boys." And I said, "Oh, yeah, sure."
Yeah, I broke a string on that.
Yeah,
one.
Were you actually listening, sir?
They were really nice, though, too, that whole band.
Well, you have a really nice, good set coming up this Friday. Tell us about the opening party.
Yeah, Sam Bond's Garage, 9 o'clock Friday night.
CDs will be available.
Yep, and we'll have some guests coming in. We've got Tanya. Everybody remembers Tanya, the fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to come, and we're going to do some double fiddling.
Oh, excellent.
Sean from the Tuesday Night Bluegrass Jams.
Going to play some banjo.
Yeah, going to play some banjo.
Yeah, and maybe a couple other people will show up, so it'll be pretty fun.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. This has been very fun. We should do it again with instruments sometime.
Yeah, we would love to.
We have time for one more song, and you need to tell the story about how Buffalo Gals was recorded, because...
Well, Buffalo Gal sounds like there's about 100 people singing, and what we did is Sue and Janet sang a harmony line, then they sang another harmony line, then they sang another one, and then we pitched that down an octave, and then we added a saw to it, so we've got about, well, you just got to hear it.
Did you actually used auto-tune on a folk album?
Well, for this one song, we're not really folk musicians. We're avant-garde string band entrepreneurs.
But only for a few seconds. It's only 10 seconds.
Yeah, please forgive us for a strain from the folk rules.
After a morning like this, I'd forgive you anything. The Fiddlin' Big Sioux Band is having a CD release this coming Friday night, October 26th, 9 o'clock at Sam Bond's Garage. Be there or be some odd other shape. Here's Buffalo Gals.